This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A nonprofit arts organization is turning inner-city Cleveland kids into classically trained guitarists. For this week's Shuffle, we hear about the Cleveland Classical Guitar Society's growing outreach program. On a recent cold spring day, a handful of middle and high school students gathered at a recreation center in Cleveland's Clark Fulton neighborhood for their first guitar lesson. They pick up a guitar from a locked storage area and grab some sheet music. For many of these kids, it's the first time they've ever held a guitar or any instrument.
So today we're gonna go over tuning.
The free after-school lessons are new this spring through the Cleveland Classical Guitar Society, which got a Cleveland Foundation grant to expand its education outreach. The Society has been working in the schools, offering guitar lessons for the last 6 years. But Director Eric Mann says he wanted to give kids more chances to learn.
One-on-one lessons are expensive. Their schools don't have any, you know, opportunities to teach them an instrument. It's even unsafe or expensive for them to travel somewhere to take lessons.
Mann, who teaches at the Cleveland Institute of Music in addition to running the Guitar Society, took up guitar when he was 14, and he says it changed his life.
By being able to play music, I earned respect from my peers, and I got to engage in music making with them when I didn't know how to really interact socially.
One, two.
Back at the recreation center, the kids start with the basics, learning rhythm by gently tapping the guitar like raindrops.
Line three.
Then they add notes, plucking with their fingers.
Five, 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 five. One, two, three.
By the end of the hour-long lesson, they've put together a song. Their instructor, Cleveland area composer and teacher Rob Thorndike, says it's rewarding.
I guess it's like the look on their face. You just know they're enjoying it, even if they're not like talking about how much they like it. There's no denying their body language when they're getting something out of it.
While the kids in Thorndike's class are learning the basics, 14-year-old Damian Goggins is already performing all over Cleveland. Goggins picked up a guitar just a year and a half ago during one of the Cleveland Classical Guitar Society's classes at his middle school on the city's east side.
After I went home that day, instead of like being a normal child and going to get candy or whatever, I like stayed up to like 4 o'clock the next morning playing guitar and find out new songs how to play and things like that.
In the last year, he's performed at the Cleveland Orchestra's Severance Hall and with renowned guitar duo Les Frères Méduse, and he's writing his own songs.
So it's called Ballad of a Mother. I think it was like around Mother's Day. Something happened with my mom, and I just started playing guitar. It just came out.
Goggins was selected as a minority fellow at the Cleveland Institute of Music this year, where he gets one-on-one instruction and performs in ensembles. He's also transferred to the Cleveland School of the Arts, where he's a freshman. And twice a week, he goes back to his old middle school to teach lessons. As for the Cleveland Classical Guitar Society, Eric Mann says he hopes to continue developing young talent like Goggins.
My vision is a world in which classical music is not defined by race or economic status. Until that's the case, we always have work to do.
Mann says they were able to give 28 kids one-on-one lessons this spring, nearly triple what they offered last year. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.